Novel Audio presents Prisoners of Geography, 10 Maps That Explain Everything About the World by Tim Marshall. Read for you by Scott Brick.
Introduction. Vladimir Putin says he is a religious man, a great supporter of the Russian Orthodox Church. If so, he may well go to bed each night, say his prayers, and ask God, "Why didn't you put some mountains in Ukraine?" If God had built mountains in Ukraine, then the great expanse of flatland that is the North European plain would not be such an encouraging territory from which to attack Russia repeatedly. As it is, Putin has no choice. He must at least attempt to control the flatlands to the west. So it is with all nations, big or small. The landscape imprisons their leaders, giving them fewer choices and less room to maneuver than you might think. This was true of the Athenian Empire, the Persians, the Babylonians, and before. It was true of every leader seeking high ground from which to protect their tribe. The land on which we live has always shaped us. It has shaped the wars, the power, politics and social development of the peoples that now inhabit nearly every part of the earth. Technology may seem to overcome the distances between us in both mental and physical space, but it is easy to forget that the land where we live, work, and raise our children is hugely important, and that the choices of those who lead the 7 billion inhabitants of this planet will, to some degree, always be shaped by the rivers, mountains, deserts, lakes, and seas that constrain us all, as they always have.